This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
It is time for another edition of the Inside Connection. MediConnect. Sean Horn is here. 888-818-6334. Don't forget, we always have those live advisors standing by until noon. And for everything that they do, go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Mr. Horn has got a very special guest in studio. And if you'd like to see this show in its entirety stream live, go to KDKRadio.com. The Metropolitan Window video screen is up and running and open for business. Click on KDKA Watch after you go to KDKRadio.com. So, Mr. Horn, you're up first. How are you? And welcome back to KDKA.
Yeah, I'm doing great. You know, been a month since I was last here, and it'll
be a month.
A month, yeah. We're on a four-week rotation, so instead of doing these every other week like I used to, now thankfully with Lauren and Mark jumping in, it's once a month we do the show here, and we're going to start focusing in a little bit more on our area of specialty inside of MediConnect to talk about why we are the one-stop shop for all things Medicare and individual health insurance related. But I'm going to jump straight into content this week because there was some big breaking news that did happen in Medicare. I know Lance was here earlier this week talking with Marty about
him.
Yeah.
I was here that day.
So big news, though, and this is actually good news for our community, which is that we learned just on Tuesday the final notice from CMS, which is the governing body of Medicare. The final notice was released, and we have learned that there is going to be a 5.06% increase in spend on Medicare Advantage for 2026. Now, 5% probably doesn't sound like a lot to the listening audience, but I will tell you that's a $25 billion injection into the market. So it's a big number, right? And what does that generally look like? Well, let me go back to the initial ruling, which happened in February. So let's give a little bit of a backstory of how all this works in the Medicare landscape, taking you behind the curtain right now. So in February, the government releases effectively what mandates they want to rule out for the following year. They say, hey, here's what we're thinking. This is the increase we're looking at. Here's how much we're looking to spend per industry. Here it goes. And then from that point until late March, all the lobbyists and all the negotiators go to Washington and they really pull hard for their industry to get an increase in spend from the federal government. The government listens to all of these lobbyists and so forth, and then eventually they come out with the final ruling, which again just happened this past Tuesday. So they took all that information from all of these negotiators. They understood that, you know, more money needs to be added to the market. And the good thing about it going to the Medicare Advantage plans is the Medicare Advantage companies also administer the standalone prescription drug plans as well. So if you're on a Medigap plan and you have that separate drug policy, this is going to be impactful to you as well. So this is all good news. Because over the last few years, Robin, I don't want to get into minutia of the numbers and data and bore everybody in the first segment already, but over the last couple of years, there had only been about a 2 to 3% increase in spend from the federal government with Medicare. So we saw a lot of things change,
right?
Not always for the great.
Mm-hmm.
Then came the effect of the donut hole going away, which was a great situation for a lot of consumers. But these companies did not know how to interpret that ruling and how to really make it impactful to the audience. So one thing I will tell you, again, trying to get away from all the things that are boring, we knew last year that there were some insurance companies that kind of screwed up a little bit. They put forth benefits that they thought were actually too good, believe it or not. And with that, we already heard words that they were going to pull back some of their benefits or make their plans more expensive. So why I'm putting all of this information out to the audience here, to the Pratt Pack this morning, is because hearing that some of these insurance companies wanted to take some steps backwards to make plans more expensive, benefits less competitive, mm-hmm. is a way to make up for the donut hole going away and all the increased spend there. Now you all know that the government is giving a 5.06% increase to Medicare Advantage plans. So we got to hold them to account now. They're getting this increase in funding. Your plans should not get worse this year. And we still do believe that it is going to be a chaotic market upcoming. And again, I feel like a broken record player when I say this, because every year it's the same thing. But this is going to have an impact that's going to drive the market, as long as our audience knows that there are ways to significantly increase your benefits if you know where to look.
Listen, I got to tell you, there's another indication out there that shows me that this show is working and why it continues to work and why you are the best at what you do. You know, this whole Inflation Reduction Act and mm-hmm. the donut hole was a big ticket item. And we kept saying at the end of last year, be aware, sticker shock, you're going to go back in 2025 to your pharmacist to get a drug you get every month. And there could be a huge difference as far as what you pay. I tried to bring it up to people that I know are on Medicare when mm-hmm. I'd be outside the building, or people would come up to me and say, you know what, you educated us so well that we were prepared. We did what we had to do. That's why I don't think we've had a lot of phone calls, people calling in saying, I can't believe my Eliquist or whatever mm-hmm. it is, because we educated them on it each and every week. And that's why I think people tune into this every week, because there's always something new that they can find out about that will help them in the long run.
Yeah, and look, we just got the news on Tuesday, and when you talk about a $25 billion price tag, it's not quite clear yet how this is going to affect the market. So we're going to be digging into this week after week to try to read through the tea leaves, if you can, to really make our audience aware of how to benefit in this market, because it is going to be an impact. I can assure you that one way or another. We want to make it as positive an impact as possible. And the best way you can do that, Rob, is by having an educated listener base. So we're going to continue to pump that education into the community. And also, we're going to advocate for you each and every year to make sure that you're not being taken advantage of by the insurance companies.
All right. 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Always good to set up an appointment with them if you have any question you need answered, because you never are charged for their services. What do you say we do the trivia, get it out of the way?
Yeah.
And then we'll tell everybody who's going to be on the show with you. She's already in the video screen, if you're watching in the Metropolitan Window video screen at KDKRadio.com. And we'll introduce her in just a moment. But this is this week's trivia question.
All right. So today is April 11th, I understand, right? Somewhere around there. So April 11th. I don't know. All my days run together anymore, Rob. So if
it's actually 12th. It's a 12th.
My apologies. So let's think back to yesterday then. So we lost a few legendary names in history on this day, being April 11th. Both Sugar Ray Leonard and Joe Louis perished on the same day, just years apart.
Now, wait a minute. It's not Sugar Ray Leonard. It's Sugar Ray Robinson.
Sugar Ray Robinson. My apologies.
It's okay.
It was a busy week.
I'm sure Sugar Ray Leonard is happy to hear that he's still amongst us.
He's still with us. But also a former U.S. president perished on this day. Who was the president who perished on April 11th, 1945? I don't believe that this is going to be a very hard answer for you. So
no.
Probably in the news a little bit lately, actually, with all the things that are happening in the government. So if you know the answer, call in. We do have a $15 get-go gas card ready for the right answer. So
all right, number to dial is 412-922-1020. You want a real quick sidebar about Sugar Ray Robinson, and we'll go. Okay,
go for it.
He fought from 1938 to 1964. He grew up in the same gym with Joe Louis, who many consider the greatest heavyweight of all time. In over 200 fights, only lost like 12. And those 12 he lost were like in the early 60s when he was well out of his prime.
Okay.
But guess who basically supported him up until the time of his death when he lost all of his money for years?
Was it Joe Louis?
No. Joe Louis was also taken care of by this exact gentleman who actually paid for all of his funeral expenses.
Whoa.
The man, Frank Sinatra.
Get out of here.
Frank Sinatra was the spokesperson for Anheuser-Busch. Every dime he made promoting Budweiser, he gave to Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh my goodness.
For years. And with his money he got from all sorts of entertainment, he paid for the burial of Joe Louis, who is buried in Arlington Cemetery. That's the kind of guy that Frank Sinatra was. See what now, you learn on this show?
Yeah, man.
You do
I got
Medicare. I'll do the other stuff.
Listen, I got to come here more than once a month now to keep my names and dates correct, you know?
All right. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back. Tell everybody who's going to be with us on the other side.
Yeah, super excited. New partnership. It is already flourishing and truly real legend in the community. So Lisa Hopkins from Encompass Health
All right.
is going to be here, and we're going to talk a lot about what they do for our community.
All right, again, if you think you know that trivia question, 412-922-1020, you'll get a $15 get-go gas card. And remember, for everything that is MediConnect, you can call them at 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Plus, we've got seminars to tell you about, too.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm going to do it because we just want to make sure that we stick to what we just promoted. So Lisa, introduce yourself to everybody and tell them who you represent. Go ahead.
Sure. Thank you for inviting me this morning. I am an occupational therapist by background, graduated from University of Pittsburgh.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Hell to Pitt.
Absolutely.
My experience in healthcare through the years has transitioned from acute inpatient rehab, acute care, home health, skilled nursing. The only level of care that I have not worked in is, quite frankly, hospice. I've stayed connected the entire time, though, to the acute inpatient rehabilitation world, which is right. what we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
And I am currently the business development director for Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital of Sewickley.
Oh, sounds good. Okay. Now we'll do more of that later, but what else is on your mind, like the seminars?
Yeah, so seminars we got to touch on because we have quite a few. We always talk about north, south, east, west. That is very much true. Whereas April 22nd, we're going to be at the Baird Cranberry offices on Perry Highway. So that's the 22nd. April 29th, we're going to be at Aspinwall Borough Building. May 6th, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn in Butler. May 13th, Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. May 20th, Holiday Inn Express in Greentree. And then May 27th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express down at the Meadows. So as I said, north, south, east, west, if you're going to be new to Medicare within the next year, these are must-attend events. Get all of your questions answered in person by either myself or my colleagues from MediConnect to make sure you got a nice on-ramp to Medicare if that is your pathway. So
they are free, but you got to register by calling 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. And Jackie is our winner with this week's trivia question. So please read the question and give them the answer, please.
I'm just going to jump ahead talking about the fact that on this day back in or April 11th, back in 1945, now that I got my date straight, this president perished who actually it was FDR, who was very instrumental in Social Security being passed way back when. So
absolutely,
this is a big day in history, obviously. Well, yesterday was. So congrats to, who was it again?
Jackie.
Congrats to Jackie. We will get the card out on Monday, so be on the lookout for that in the mail. But I also did want to take a few moments to kind of explain my role now in MediConnect.
Okay.
Because we've been at this now for a little over a year, been kind of on the quiet end of things as we've been really trying to make an impact with the listening audience on how to be better Medicare consumers. But we've actually taken a turn to be far more active in the community in many different fronts. So I now am the director of Community Connect, which is our strategic partnership division of our organization. And in this, we have two different silos in how we operate. First, we provide resources to our audience and our clientele for needs that fall outside of Medicare planning. So let's talk about that for a second. You come to us for your Medicare needs. We get them represented and handled well, make sure that your plan matches your goals. We also understand, however, that your goals go far beyond just your healthcare planning. We want to make sure you have enough money saved up for the way you want to enjoy retirement. We want to make sure your house is not left exposed, unfortunately, if you fall ill or have an injury that put you into a long-term care situation. So we work with financial advisors. We work with estate planners. We work with senior centers and medical providers, much like my friend to my right. We work with many different types of industries to make sure that the people that we help also have access to the best of the best in of their industry within our region. So again, if you have needs to fall into the financial planning or estate planning or the medical provider side, we have fingerprints on all of that. But we also have the other silo, which is providing Medicare in a simplistic format, where we're doing presentations all over the place, both to the patients and clientele of our partners, as well as inside the communities in which we touch. So, you know, we're constantly asked by our clients in the first silo, look, I have my doctor's retiring, or I don't have a PCP right now. What do I do? We have access to a lot of providers where wherever you sit, we work with a doctor's office that might be able to take you in and offer a value add where you can have next day appointments or have rides to the facility. We work with, again, the top of the line in each industry within our region here. So if you need access, you need help to more than just Medicare, we can now provide that to you. I also want to talk about, again, I think we briefly mentioned this before, and this is a lot of what I've been doing lately. And I talked about our community down in McKeesport. I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, because I can't remember if we did mention it on air, but gentleman down in McKeesport who listens to the radio show one day called into the offices to talk about, hey, we don't ever get any Medicare presentations down here. Why are we forgotten about? And I said, okay, well, we're going to change that. So I talked to my friend Barbecue Stew down in McKeesport, very beloved in his community, makes some of the best barbecue sauces that you can come across. But he said, hey, my community needs a Medicare education as well. So on a Saturday, a couple of months back, I went down, did a presentation there. He filled the room with his neighborhoods and beloved churchgoers. And we put on a Medicare presentation, and they felt like finally we're getting value here in our little community. So nice. Regardless of if you're in a senior center, if you're in a provider system, if you're a financial advisor, if a estate planner, you go to a community that you belong to where you feel like you are forgotten about. We want to erase that right now. So if you need Medicare put on the radar for you and your community, we want to hear from you. We want to provide that service to you. All you have to do now is call 888-818-6334. Give a little bit of information. My team will take that, and I will get in contact with you this week to make sure that you are forgotten about no more.
Barbecue Stew.
Yeah, actually, what's funny is when we were doing the home improvement show down at, he had a stand down there. I was like, okay, look at my man go. So, but yeah, he's, again, loyal listener who just called in and said, we're tired of our community being forgotten about. And we will go to any corner of this listenership to where we can deliver Medicare in a simplified format. So again, we're always going to go back to making it so that you benefit as a consumer, and we're here to advocate for you year in and year out.
A lot of good things happening with MediConnect.
That's what we're trying to do. And that also bleeds into why my good friend to my right is here today, because through strategic partnerships and through Community Connect, we've built up a beautiful relationship here with Encompass Health. So in the next segment, you're going to hear from my good friend Lisa Hopkins, who you got to hear a little bit earlier this segment, about what they're doing to provide truly revolutionary inpatient therapy care and what that means for you as a consumer. You know, we see it all the time where people struggle to get back to their A game after a procedure, after surgery, because the cost of physical therapy and all these other things it's expensive.
It is.
Well, they're changing that. So I can't wait to introduce Encompass Health to our listeners and show them what they do.
Yeah, and it is amazing. Anybody that dedicates their life to helping people in their time of need, as far as I'm concerned, that's the best thing anybody can do for anyone. It's a great gift.
It truly is, and we need more of that in our community. You know, it's the potential to thrive in retirement is there if you know where to look. That's what my function is now, is to find those operations that want to help people thrive and make those connection points for our listenership. So very happy and very honored to work alongside people like Lisa and others you will come to learn in the coming months.
All right, we got a couple minutes before the break, then Lisa will be with us the rest of the way after we do the news update at the bottom of the hour. But here's what works with what you're doing. You go into the community, you give them a sounding board to talk about what they're doing in the community, and that community gets to meet you yep. and what you can do for them. And that's what you call a good deal for both sides.
Yeah, I mean, and really, it's about giving back to the community that gave us so much. I mean, you all built the city. So if we could do something to make it so that your healthcare works as hard for you as you did to earn it, we're going to meet you wherever you're at and make it very possible for you.
All right, run those seminars again, and I'm going to remind everyone right now, and I'll do you on the other end as well, remind you that you have to call and register. They are free, these seminars, but you have to register to make sure you get your space. And how do you do that? 888-818-6334. And again, you're going to get a live advisor now until noon. We do this every Saturday. They're always there from the time the show starts until noon. 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Go ahead, Sean.
So April 22nd, once again, we're going to be at the Baird Cranberry offices, joint presentation with financial advisors up there. April 29th, we're going to be at the Aspinwall Borough Building. May 6th, the Hampton Inn in Butler. May 13th, Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. May 20th, Holiday Express in Greentree. And then May 27th, Holiday Inn Express down at the Meadows. So north, south, east, west, if you're turning 65 in the next year, must attend. 888-818-6334.
All right, don't forget, we got a busy day. We're here till 1 o'clock today. And coming up on the program today, we have got next hour the guys from True Value. Of course, we'll take all your home improvement questions. And then at 11 o'clock, Christine Zapp will be here. We're going to be talking all sorts of great things that have to do with a vacation time with AAA. And then it's Law for the Elderly, wills, power of attorney, estate planning, and more. Zachariah Brown will be here. So it's your Pratt Pack. We're here till 1 o'clock. Stay where you're at. This is KDKA.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
Don't forget, we have those live advisors standing by until noon today. 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Here he is, the man that's always smiling, Mr. Sean Horn. Go ahead, sir.
I mean, not always, but at least when I'm here with you, Rob. So,
well, listen, I love you, man.
Same. Likewise. So, yes, as I talked in the last segment with the Strategic Partnership Division of MediConnect, one of the relationships I'm most proud of and looking forward to building over time. Wonderful guest of mine this week. We have Lisa Hopkins from Encompass Health. And just happened to run into each other probably about a year or so ago by chance. Come to learn a little bit more about what each of us do and how we can help each other. And I think the work of this organization needs to be under spotlight. Because I think that there's a lot of misnomers related to healthcare and how you can find a better pathway to getting back to your A game. And again, that's why Lisa Hopkins is here. So Lisa, if you don't mind one more time, give a little background as to who you are, why you're here, and what we're going to be talking about.
Sure. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Rob, for having me. Yeah, so occupational therapist by background, lots of experience in the healthcare world, a lot of levels of care. But throughout my career, I stayed with acute inpatient rehabilitation the entire time. Started with Encompass Health in 2011 as a rehab liaison. And then right now, my job is the business development director at Encompass Health Rehab Hospital of Sewickley. So the role is to oversee the team that goes out in the community, assesses people for needs, and determines if they meet Medicare criteria to admit to our rehab hospital for our program.
And it's truly a brilliant setup. And prior to meeting you, and I've been doing this now, Rob, for 16 years, by the way. I've been very involved in the Medicare insurance side of things. So my true understanding of the way that the pathway people would take after a hospital stay, where something happened in your health, they discharge you. If you're not ready to go back home, you go to skilled nursing. That was what I knew prior to meeting Lisa. And again, there's a different way. And you said you started with Encompass back in 2011.
Right.
But it wasn't Encompass then, right?
That's right. Yeah. So back then, our name was Health South Rehabilitation Hospital. A lot of people in the Pittsburgh area remember that name, Health South. And we were formerly known as Health South Rehab Hospital until we announced a rebrand in 2017. And we began trading under the Encompass Health Corporation name in 2018. So there's a lot of confusion because a lot of our consumers think they don't know us when they actually do. It's from our old name. There was no transition of leadership or change of senior management. It was truly a rebranding name change.
And I heard your reaction to hearing that name.
No, because they took very good care of my mother. Absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful people.
So now you get the connection, right?
That's why I like Lisa as soon as she walked in the doors. Kindred spirit. I knew there was something good there.
That's right. Well, there's always something good.
They were remarkable. Remarkable.
Yeah. And talk about a little bit more and what makes your operation so unique.
Sure. So first of all, there's a big myth about who we are. We are the nation's largest system in rehabilitation hospitals. We are across the country, within our states and Puerto Rico. So we're a very large organization. And we have two freestanding rehab hospitals here in Pittsburgh. We have many acute hospitals that have inpatient rehab units inside of their hospitals.
Yep.
Encompass Health is different. We are freestanding, specialized rehab hospitals. We have Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital of Harmerville. It sits in the Fox Chapel, Indiana Township area. And then we have Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital of Sewickley. And it sits in the Sewickley-Leedsdale area. Our name alone, if you can say the whole name, you got a gold star because that's a lot of words. But the difference is that we are not a skilled nursing facility or what some listeners describe as a nursing home. We are not that. We are a whole different level of care. And unfortunately, many people don't even know that level of care exists. Inpatient rehab is different. It requires a higher medical management.
Mm-hmm.
The patients receive physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. But they have to receive at least 3 hours of therapy a day, 5 days a week.
Mm.
They have a team of physicians, specialists, internal medicine, physiatry, which is a rehab medicine doctor, and then any specialist you may need, cardiology, pulmonology, nephrology, doesn't matter. Whatever those ologies are that you need in your background, we have it. Another difference is that a patient will receive 24-hour nursing care and frequent visits by the physician, not just once a week or once a month, but they have to have, by Medicare criteria, at least 3 physician visits a week. We tend to do more just for a more comprehensive medical management. So when you are choosing a place like Encompass Health, you're not only receiving that compassionate care from an expert team of PTs, OTs, and speech therapists, but you're also receiving multidisciplinary care, and that's very different. That can include, and not limited to, dietitians, pharmacists, case managers, certified wound care nurses, neuropsychologists, you name it. These people are there to create a plan to help a patient meet their unique and individualized goals.
And I'll tell you, the last time I was there, I was giving a little presentation to her and her team about how we can help patients access the level of care needed inside of Encompass. It was really cool, Rob, because first, if you've never, hopefully you never need Encompass's health, but mm-hmm. if you do, there's nowhere else you want to go. It is a beautiful facility, first and foremost. It sprawls out. Their rehab center is enormous, and it is highly, highly staffed. When she's talking about that 3 hour per day access of care that you get, it is no joke. They're teaching you how to get it in and out of cars, how to do laundry. I mean, get back to your normal way of life, which is what everybody aspires to when you need that type of care. But when I was doing that presentation with you a couple months back, hearing the bell ring and hearing the music play whenever a patient was getting discharged, it's a celebration, knowing that they're going to be able to go back home and resume their normal life. And that was probably the coolest thing that I experienced that day. So again, if you need this level of care, Lisa, how do they get in touch? How do they find out more about what Encompass can do?
Sure. Two ways. You can find us online at www.encompasshealth.com/Pittsburgh Rehab, or they can call us at 412-749-2396. Very easy process to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, and real quick before we head to break, what does the intake process usually entail?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a whole team that is clinical by background. These are called rehab liaisons. Mm-hmm. They work with you to transfer you to our rehab hospital. They can be nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, or some other licensed clinician. The transfer process starts with a referral. Your liaison gathers the information needed to assure you meet the requirements of Medicare and can assist you with any questions. The information is then submitted for authorization if your health insurance plan requires that. Once your stay has been approved, we can begin the admit process to our rehab hospital. And from there, when the doors open, you're there for our Encompass Health internal team to assist you in your recovery as soon as you arrive, with the ultimate goal of discharging back home to the community.
And that's a big deal there. Discharging yes. back home.
Yes.
And from what I remember in our previous conversation, the goal, not always accomplished, but you want to try to get them back home within a week or so.
Yeah. So our average length of stay is about 10 to 12 days. However, that is not cookie cutter.
Right.
You know, if you have a very hard injury or diagnosis, you might be there longer.
Of course.
Sure. If you're doing cartwheels down the hallway, we're going to let you go sooner.
Well, if Rob's doing cartwheels down the hallway, can you still do a cartwheel?
I think I could maneuver one of those.
Yeah.
And then I might need a week of rehabilitation.
Well, we got the perfect person for you here. So so we're going to talk a lot more about, again, the intake process, because I think that could really help our listeners. And we also want to talk about the stroke certification that you all have. That's a big, big deal for our listeners. In some more details about how Encompass operates. But before we had to break one more time, I would love to get the seminars out again. We want to have big audiences there. If you have questions related to Medicare, you're going to be new to the program within the next year. You're not sure yet if you even need to get on Medicare. You might be like my friend Rob, who's still working and has health insurance, and you're not quite sure, do I need to get on? Do I not? This is a perfect opportunity for you to get your answers. So on April 22nd, we're going to be at the Baird Cranberry offices. April 29th, Aspinwall Borough Building. May 6th, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn in Butler. May 13th, Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. May 20th, Holiday Inn Express in Greentree. And then we're going to be at the Meadows on April 27th at the Holiday Inn Express. So to get registered, 888-818-6334.
Or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the Seminars tab. Back with our final segment of the Inside Connection MediConnect for a Saturday with your Pratt Pack in a couple of moments. All right, here we go. Final segment with MediConnect, the Inside Connection, and Sean Horn is here to take us home. So, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, so once again, back with my great friend Lisa Hopkins from Encompass Health. Once more, you may know them as Health South. Had a rebrand a few years ago, and truly providing revolutionary care post-hospital, after a unfortunate admittance due to an injury or an illness. There's no better place you can go in our audience. So I want to talk a little bit more about the intake process.
Sure.
Because, you know, here we are. Let's talk real-life terms. Like my mom, who, about a month or so ago, discharged from the hospital, we were, looking at options and trying to figure out which way we were going. So in that scenario, you're hit with a wave of information.
Right.
Where I don't know what to do. Right. So when that happens and you think you need more care, first, is that dictated to you by the doctors usually before you leave, or is this something the patient usually has to try to vet out on their own? What's the normal pathway there?
Sure. Yes. So you do have freedom of choice. You can go to whatever place you want to go to for rehab as far as the request. So one of the things that we want to talk about is that word rehab. It's so vague. You know, what does that mean? When the physician says to you, hey, Sean, you need some rehab after being here in the hospital, they need to define what type of rehab, because there are a lot of options. There are skilled nursing facilities. There are inpatient rehab. There are outpatient therapy. What level of care is he or she talking about? Number one. And then number two, if you feel like you can benefit from a particular level of care, and somebody, whether it's a healthcare professional, a family friend, whoever tells you, oh, I don't think you're right for that place, or that doesn't sound like the best option for you, you really want to do it one step further. You want to call or contact that level of care that you're wishing to go to, because who knows better than those experts about their own care? And so there are a lot of healthcare professionals and consumers who know a lot about a little. And, you know, there's others who know a little about a lot.
That's true.
So which way do you want to go with that? You're going to ask, do I qualify for inpatient rehab hospital, to an inpatient rehab hospital expert, somebody who knows that level of care?
Without a doubt. And I want to build off of a concept that I don't think we've touched on enough in this show, which is, you mentioned it before, skilled nursing, right? Encompass Health is not skilled nursing.
Correct.
And from a billing perspective, I want to talk about that, then I want to pass it over to you to talk about the care side of it. But from a billing perspective relative to your Medicare insurance, if you need to go into an Encompass facility, you're billed as though you were being admitted to a hospital, which is significantly different than if you need to go to skilled nursing. Let me break that down for you really quickly. If you need to go to skilled nursing, Medicare will pay for the first 20 days usually. You're on your own from days 21 through 100, and then after 100 days, it is full cost on you. With the way that Encompass breaks down in an inpatient scenario, you would pay your inpatient hospital copay, if you have a copay at all. You would pay that for that 10 to 14 day stay. And when we're talking about 3 hours per day of care you're receiving, I'm sitting there thinking from an outpatient perspective. Let's say that you go to one of those freestanding centers and you have an ortho who's guiding you through a knee rehab or whatever it might be. You're paying a $30 copay or whatever it might be each and every time you go, which prevents people from going to physical therapy.
Sure.
That's a big cost that a lot of people aren't ready for. Encompass is different because if you have a hospital copay, you could be in there for 10 days, you have a flat copay for the entire stay, and their work is to get you back to your A game, which is significantly different.
Sure.
So right. How does that function?
Yes. I mean, most insurance and Medicare plans cover inpatient rehab, as you know.
Yep.
And they ensure you have the proper coverage by making sure during our admissions process that we look at your insurance. We verify and validate what your insurance is. If you are unsure of your coverage, we talk you through it. The biggest component to remember is, because we are an acute specialized rehab hospital, we are indeed using that same hospitalization benefit that you would be using at any of our local acute cares.
Mm-hmm.
We're not using that nursing home benefit. So because of that, a patient, a consumer, does not also have to be referred. They do not need what we talk about here as a 3-day qualifying stay or 3-midnight roll. You'll hear that a lot. You need that to go to a skilled nursing facility. You don't for inpatient rehab. So that means a patient can admit directly to our place from a home, their own home, the community, a nursing home, any other level of care. We direct admit right from that facility.
Or the hospital.
Yep.
So that's a big deal there. And we were talking during one of the breaks. Want to get through a few more points with you before the show ends. Every 40 seconds in America, somebody has a stroke. So that's a large number. And another thing that sets Encompass apart from a lot of the freestanding locations across America, especially in our community here, is your certification relative to that. So talk, please spend some time on it, because that's a lot of people who are impacted by this injury, unfortunately. How do you differ yourself?
Yes, it is indeed. We know the effects of a stroke are unique as the individual having the stroke.
Right.
We also know that many conditions experienced after a stroke can be improved with specialized rehabilitation. When it comes to caring for stroke survivors, our experts know success lies really in very good care, compassionate care, but with a degree of knowledge and experience that we have. Neurological-based physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, 24-hour nursing care, with many of the nurses having advanced certification. They are called certified rehabilitation registered nurses. Mm. Encompass Health is a national sponsor of the American Stroke Association's Together to End Stroke initiative. And by working together, we've been able to show how stroke is treatable, beatable, and preventable. According to the guidelines from the American Heart Association, stroke patients should be treated at an inpatient rehab hospital rather than a nursing facility. That's an actual guideline from the association. So as you consider your options for recovery from stroke, we want to talk about the fact that we have a what's called a disease-specific program that's from the Joint Commission. What that means is that our team at both Pittsburgh locations, Encompass Health Harmerville and Encompass Health Sewickley, have stroke rehab programs. They've earned this certification from the Joint Commission, and that is a direct result of our innovative technology, robotic technology use, treatment plan, nursing care, physicians, and indicators that show that we're able to get somebody home directly after a stroke.
So again, wide-reaching level of care inside of Encompass. So if you would like to learn more about how Encompass can get you back to your A game, not just from a stroke, but from any level of injury or illness, how can they make contact with you? How can they learn more?
Sure, absolutely. Go on to our internet site, www.encompasshealth.com/Pittsburgh Rehab. There's a place where you can contact us there, or you can simply call 412-749-2396, and we will help you with your rehabilitation needs.
And what should they have available when they call quickly?
Really? We just need to know what they are struggling with, what is happening to them from a medical standpoint and from a functional standpoint, their health insurance plan, their name. That's about it.
Couldn't make it any easier. So again, Lisa Hopkins, Encompass Health, phenomenal partnership. Thank you so much for being here today and educating our audience on how you can help more people thrive in retirement, which again is always our goal. So thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good job. And you always need a compass to find your way home.
That's right.
That's right.
I tell you what, man, you should have been in marketing. That was brilliant. You just come up with that.
You can use that, Lisa.
Okay.
Right. I'll use it.
Listen, I love these stories. It's just it's just so nice being able to have people get help when they need it and get back to living again, you know?
Nobody plans to have something happen to them. You don't work your entire life going, oh, you know what? If I have a stroke, this is what I'm going to do. This is the money I have set aside. It just happens to you. So if that's your scenario, it's good to know that you have partners in the community who can help.
Absolutely. All right. Listen, seminars one more time, please.
Absolutely. April 22nd, Baird at the Cranberry offices right on Perry Highway. Again, that's April 22nd. April 29th, Aspinwall Borough Building. May 6th, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn in Butler. May 13th, Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. May 20th, Holiday Inn Express in Greentree. And then on the 27th of May, down at the Meadows at the Holiday Inn Express Meadowlands. So if you're new to Medicare within the next year, come and check us out. Get the guidance and advocation that you deserve.
All right. Again, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. All right, time to do a little fix-up around the house. The guys from True Value are going to be here in just a little bit. Then Christine Zapp, AAA East Central's Talking Travel. Then everything from Will's Power of Attorney and Estate Planning and more. It's Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly. All still today with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Good morning.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.